Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to open up with prayer for such a time as this. I found this little prayer on Parler, which is a counter social media, a Twitter, where apparently conservatives and all opinions are uncensored. Some of it looks like it's been uncensored. I thought this was a fairly nice little prayer, and so I decided to use it this morning. I added a few things, and let's go to the Lord in prayer for such a time as this. Lord Jesus, we ask that you help the weak-minded people see the truth that you are the light, our Savior, our teacher, and our friend, for without you, we do not exist. It's your love that guides us. It's your hand that leads us. It's your knowledge that fills us. It's your heart that holds us. We ask that you watch over all of us in these troubling times and help us. Help us, the sinners, your children, defeat Satan. We should recognize he is defeated, for you have defeated him, and he holds no power over us. Give us the power to come back to you as you are King. We ask that you make the world a better place for all. For such a time as this, we pray this in your holy name. Amen. I added a few things to that, but for the most part, that's word for word as I found it on Parler. Well, my topic today is let's not see the party. That was backwards. But see the people. I mentioned yesterday that either side of the political aisle will see and hear what they want to see and hear. Those who hate Trump see nothing positive, and they have missed a great deal. Those who are dismayed, that's a nice word, with the Democrat Party, saw and heard only the negative last week. We only see and hear what we want to see and hear. I saw this quote from C.S. Lewis on Monday, and I have kept it. It said, "A proud man is always looking down on things and people." And, of course, as long as you are looking down, you cannot see something that is above you. Now, it happened to be posted underneath a picture of Barack Obama, but don't we all have our proud moments of thinking we are right and others are wrong? And yes, there is a right and a wrong. God is right, and we the people have stopped acknowledging him, obeying him, and we've stopped, for the most part, any pretense of following him. And that is wrong. America is no longer at a crossroad. We're standing on the edge of a cliff facing a dark and dangerous abyss. We the people, our human nature is selfish. I have enjoyed the personal touch of the Republican convention so far, the obvious attempt to make sure God is mentioned and acknowledged. The opposite was true last week in the DNC. They made it obvious they were going to remove him. They made it blatant. It was an attempt to remove God from their platform. A dangerous abyss. Abortion wasn't shown as a choice of health care. The mask was removed last night, and it was revealed to be the murderous and sinister act of white supremacy by Margaret Sanger that it is. The left, they don't see people. They see color and they see numbers and a way to control. They don't want opportunity. They have covetous for what others have. And they spread that virus constantly. They don't believe in protest. They believe in violence and holding you hostage for their progress. While the Dems are fighting to retrieve what they lost, they are fighting harder to finish the job they started. And that is a complete takeover. They need to put the final nail in the coffin of the Republic. And as long as Donald Trump is there, you can like what he does or don't like what he does, but He is stopping them. I saw a party last week. That isn't very proud. I saw a party last week that isn't very proud of who they are or of you. I kind of felt sorry for them, in reality. This week, I haven't been looking at the politicians. Oh, they've been speaking and they've been talking. But at least for me, what I have witnessed is the people. Struggling in their jobs, their occupations, from a steel manufacturer to lobster man. I just loved him. And the farmers and the healthcare workers and the truck drivers and the preachers. Hey, we even saw a saved bank robber. Americans with personal stories of struggles and pain and triumph. Triumph because of God. At least with the bank robber. Don't look at the party. Look at the people. We the people. Step away from that dark abyss, for one step forward is not progress, but the ultimate disaster. So we've been watching this, and today we have with us our good friend. We call ourselves the two when we're together. We have Melody Cederstrom. This show is sponsored to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, and we welcome Melody with us today. Melody, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Have you been watching all the political stuff?
No. No.
Well, you've missed some good stories. You really have, of people. You know, the politicians say what politicians say. But the people that really have some personal experiences, that's been kind of encouraging to me. Party put aside. It's about the people. Should be, anyway.
Well, it should be. And, you know, it's, and they probably don't bring the people forward enough.
No.
You know, except during campaigns and, you know, major
conventions.
Yeah. Conventions, campaigns, and, you know, the once a year speech out of D.C., you know, and I did watch a little bit, and I saw, and it is wonderful. It really does warm your heart, and I'm not going to say anything to take away from that, because it is the people, their limelight, their time, their 30 minutes of fame, and it does does go to show what God can do in people's lives if they choose to accept and allow him to lead their lives. So, you know, that's, to me, that's a powerful message, but, so, I will leave it at that.
Uh-oh. Well, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty with as far as coming up to an election, and there's all kinds of things going on, and I always lean on you because I don't follow the financial side of it as well as I should. I follow a lot of the other things, and I was brought to the realization earlier this week. And since we're going to head into a break here shortly, I'll say this, and then when we come back, I'm going to turn it over to you. But it September 26th last year is when I started opening each show with prayer. Felt led by God, almost pushed by God to do so. And somebody texted me while I was on the air and said, did you know that September 26th is National Global Day of Prayer, and it's been called by different people. I've lost his name. He's the author of Harbinger, however they pronounce that. And he's one of them that's organizing it, and it's called Return, The Return. And that will be September 26th this year in D.C. I won't be going. I can't go, but I don't believe in coincidences. I don't believe in accidents. And I believe in accidents. I fell down. That was an accident. But I don't believe in coincidences. So that is something I'm just throwing out there, because you don't have to be there to pray. We're going into a break. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website at dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Her office number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we will be right back. Mm-hmm. Melody Cederstrom, and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I always think about Melody when we... Another thing happens in this nation because she said when Trump got elected, it was going to be active. And active is an understatement. It has been insanity. And, watching the conventions has been, it's been challenging. Last week was really challenging. But like I said, you see what you want to see because we've already got preconceived notions in our heads. But I saw a lot of unhappy people last week. And what I'm seeing this week is a warning of things, and of course the mainstream media is calling it dark and all this and that. But they were talking about, obviously, some of the businessmen were talking about some of the things that Obama had done that hurt their businesses. And when Trump came in, he's raised some of those things, or done away with some of the regulations and such. And he had to do that for COVID too, which has upset a lot of people that he had, he was making the way to handle things quickly is what he was trying to do. But on the other side of things, we know that things aren't really getting as quickly better as they like us to believe that they are. I'm kind of like you. I don't see things getting better as long as we have this huge debt and a fiat dollars hanging over us. But we know they're not going to get better if the Dems take charge one more time. And so I just wanted to kind of glean your ideas. Trump is going on the economy. That's what he says he's. Kind of his expertise. He's going to take care of the economy. And I'm just going to kind of turn that over to you because we both know that there's a whole lot not being said about the economy.
Well, I mean, I agree. You know, first I'm going to just comment on the Democratic convention. I mean, I wasn't quite sure what I saw. The 5 minutes that I saw it. What I can say though is, the Republicans did outproduce. You have to remember it's theatrics, and they really did outproduce the Democrats. And it was, I don't know, I don't even know what the Democrats are thinking. And I'll tell you, no disrespect to anyone who's a strong supporter of President Trump, but I would think the only reason the Democrats are going to fail is because of their poor promotion of themselves. Because they basically had an open door, I think, to come in and win in an election. And they are failing miserably. I'm not saying that's what I want. I'm not saying I want them to succeed, but I think they are failing miserably, and that is a good thing. So, but I think they did have the election won, and it's just, so I go back to my old theory, they're losing intentionally. Because I can't believe, just like, you know, General Motors, when they went belly up and needed bailouts, you know, years before the bailouts, years before they failed, you could see the decision. It's like they're doing this intent. I mean, who makes these decisions? I'm not the rocket scientist in the room, but I mean, you can look at decisions being made, and it's like it's by design. That's the only thing, the logical explanation.
Well, I think they know they can't win. And
I think they've done a poor production.
Well,
I think they could have, but that ship sailed.
They can't sell it because they have nothing to sell, really.
But they could have.
They know that American people are not
the wrong road. They went down the hateful road.
Oh, yeah, and they're stuck there. They keep digging the hole a little deeper. Mm-hmm. But I think that they know they can't win. I think they knew they weren't going to win there in the last month or so, last time in 2016. And that's why we saw all the coup take place. And I think that they're trying to fix the election as far as the day of election, the voting, and how you count, and this and that. They're using COVID for it. And it's ridiculous. If you go to the grocery store, if you go here, you go there, you ought to be able to go vote. And so they're going to blame everything else, and they're creating the chaos now. They're putting that into everyone's head so that when it happens, I mean, Hillary's already told Biden, you shouldn't concede no matter what.
I know. I saw that.
So they're already setting it up.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But the thing of it is, you know, both sides are already setting it up. So this is all made for design. It's all made to change our voting procedures and so forth. And I think it's coming from both sides. And the thing of it is, I see everything as theatrics. I see everything as, you know, there's so much of it that is planned and set up, and they know the outcomes. I mean, they've got brilliant people working on both sides to know which direction things are going to lead. And, you know, maybe it is something to our higher power that is, you know, allowing the Democrats to fail. I mean, I don't know. And when you go back to Trump, I mean, and again, I'm discussing things. I'm not for one side or the other side. Back in 2016, if Comey hadn't come out with that investigation letter to Congress about Clinton, I don't know, that's when things turned the tide, which I still don't get unless I totally, you know, don't have all the facts. That's when it all turned positive for Trump. That's what I think allowed him to win the election. I mean, he had some good, strong support, don't get me wrong. And, you know, yes, I don't believe all polls either. Well, what can you believe in this world anymore? Not a whole lot. You know, difficult. So that's why I always look up for the truth. But anyway, so that was a big turn in that election in 2016. So I don't know. You know, go figure.
Well, the other turn was also Hillary and her basket of deplorables and her in the face with the coal miner telling him, I'm going to put you out.
I mean, I get all that, but she was still in the election. She was still leading significantly in the polls until that letter to Congress was written by Comey. He closed the investigation on her in July, you know, and then her numbers took off. And then he came out with that letter to Congress saying, hey, we're going to reopen the investigation. And, you know, and even though it was closed, I mean, that was just, and that's when everything, the poll numbers, so to speak, turned in Trump's favor. I mean, that's what happened.
It made no sense. I agree.
It made no sense whatsoever. But that's what
he was the enemy, and now he's the friend.
Pardon?
He was the enemy for a week or two, and then he was the best friend.
I mean, I don't know. But so how will that play, you know, and again, what does 2016 have to do with today? You know, it's just a mess. But that doesn't change the thing that if you look to our economy, I mean, there are people who do believe we had the greatest economy the past 4 years that this nation ever had. I don't believe that. Numbers really don't support it, you know. You throw trillions of dollars at something, how can you not have some sort of a positive response? And those trillions of dollars are on the backs of American workers. And how did they fare? How high have their wages gone? How many are working today?
Well,
so,
today they're not. There were more jobs. The jobs were getting coming back.
People were working two jobs to pay the bills.
Absolutely.
You know, so their incomes were not improving. Manufacturing, you know, you had a couple of image building factories open up and so forth and whatnot, but nothing substantial. And that's, and even if we do bring back factories, you have the robotics tech. I mean, this country is facing a lot of problems, and we just can't be touting that it's the greatest economy we ever had without facing the problems that exist.
Well, we've got plenty of problems that exist, and they're not facing them. They're not addressing them. I read somewhere this week, last week, wasn't this week, I'm kind of losing track of time, that we're saying different things that President Trump was going to do. And, of course, we've been hearing the rumors for a long time that he was going to change, get rid of the Federal Reserve, and we haven't seen any motion to that. We've seen him get angry with them, but we haven't seen any motion of reality to go towards that.
It's not
going to happen. Yeah, I don't think so either. Not without some big catastrophe. And I don't know if 2020 can take another big catastrophe. I think November 3rd will, you know, everybody wants that to be the day it's going to end, but I don't see it that way. I truly don't.
It's only the beginning.
I think that, yeah, either way.
Mm-hmm.
Either way. Well, I hear the music. We're headed into a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines. You got to keep it on topic. The topic today, we're going to talk about gold and silver when we come back. She's going to tell us what's going on in that market. 877-895-5410. We'll only take calls during this segment, and we will be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio, My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
thousands of nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area, and we don't trust anybody. But, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. And after, I would say, about a month, I was able to walk. And I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again. It was just a case of me not having all the nourishments that a body is supposed to have in my body. I mean, it was really an incredible thing.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code RADIO5.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials.
You know, Melody, we watch the stock markets go up, 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 up. but we don't see a lot of things changing at home other than if you've got a 401k and you get to see a little activity there. But as far as salaries and jobs and such, and we're not seeing much there. And we're seeing so much violence in this nation right now. But let's talk about the economy. Let's talk about the gold and the silver and what's going on with these stock markets. You explain it every time, but I don't think we can hear it enough.
Well, the stock market is not the economy, and I think everybody pretty much gets that anymore. I've been saying it for longer than anybody else's. It's not the economy.
Right.
And,
exactly.
You know, the numbers, are, you know, just like in the Dow Jones, they're going to replace, you know, three of the companies in there with ones that have a little more better growth than the ones they're taking out. So it's just all rigged. It's a gambling it's a casino for people. And the smart people, even the financial planners and analysts, they know what's coming. They know there's nothing behind the increase in the stock market other than the Federal Reserve pumping money into it. I mean, that's why you don't hear anything coming from the White House. Why would they? They're pumping trillions of dollars into these markets to keep them afloat. So why would you complain? You're not going to. As long as the Federal Reserve continue to do what they're doing, everybody loves it, and that's what it's all based on. And then just as soon as, you know, some sort of a vaccine for COVID is mentioned out of the White House, you know, everything turns around again. So it truly is. And I go back to Greenspan, Alan Greenspan, who was once the chairman of the Federal Reserve, said it's not what the Federal Reserve does, it's what we say that moves markets. Well, now it's what they say and what they do. It takes both of them to move markets.
More power.
So,
right.
And they do. They have incredible power, and now they're synchronized with the global central banks also. So, so they're doing everything possible. It's not the fundamentals. But people won't get that the economy is not as great as it is until the stock market reverses. And it will reverse. So we have gold up today, up $17. It's at $1,947. Silver's back up 61 cents at $27.23. The other white metals are doing okay. Platinum and palladium, they're both up also. So we have, you know, a little bit of pressure on the dollar. Larry Kudlow, President Trump's financial assistant.
I mentioned you last night when he spoke. I told my husband, geez. I said,
my BFF.
He's Melody's favorite guy. He looked at me. I said, she doesn't really care for him very much.
You know, if anybody takes the time just to read their backgrounds and, you know, what they've said in the past, I mean, you know, it's funny how they always point to, like, President Trump and pick out what he said in the past or something like that, but yet everyone that's surrounding, you know, but anyway, Larry Kudlow is not top of my list, but he is a King Dollar guy. And, you know, when Trump hired him as his financial guy, his economic advisor, the first thing he came out and said, sell gold, buy the dollar. And so, and this was, what, 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago. Right. So now I'm not sure what he's saying other than, you know, we don't have a problem. But so we're doing very well in the gold and silver. And again, we look to the long term. We look to the real fundamentals. I mean, everything else is just noise as far as I'm concerned. If you look to the true fundamentals, then everybody gets tired of me saying it's a fiat currency. These are all symptoms of that. And we wouldn't have, if we had a gold-backed currency, we wouldn't have the degree of corruption. We wouldn't have the degree of debt. We wouldn't have the degree of problems that we face. We wouldn't be as globalized as we are today had we stayed on a gold-backed money system. So that, by taking us off that standard, it allowed everything to happen to where we are today. It allowed this country to, and, you know, we talked about it on my program earlier this week, you know, where you see capitalism evolve into communism and communism right. evolves into capitalism. It's an endless cycle. And so this is where we're headed. And
it's because it's always about money.
It's always about
it's
money.
It's never about
production.
Equality.
Sure.
It's always sure. about money.
Sure.
So
money runs
when
it.
The
no doubt.
Capitalists get comfortable, they go to socialism so they can dictate and take and own everything. And then when that doesn't work or something else goes awry, then we come back to capitalism because that's what makes the money. And so it's always about the money. Every single topic is always about money.
But it's also about the people because the people are also controlled and manipulated to accept
Absolutely.
The various political governments that is brought to them, and just like now we're seeing them embrace socialism, which is communism. No one cares to look into the history and look into the definitions. You know, the one thing that government likes to do, both sides, they like to change definitions, you know, make it a kinder, gentler nation, you know, and that's what they do with words. They change the words, just like if they pull down some statues and put up, you know, some, you know, artists, you know, it's going to change the definition of our country. And that's what they do. And that's how they move and evolve people. It's all propaganda. Yeah.
But controlling of the people is about money. That's
sure.
It's about money and power, and it always has been, and it always will be. And, you know, that's what I enjoyed last night and the night before last was actually seeing the people's personalities and seeing their personal stories and their struggles and their trials and their frustrations. And, yes, they see Trump as the good guy, but it's still their story. Everybody has a story. And those were true stories. They weren't made up political stories for some kind. I don't believe they were, anyway. And, you know, the woman in abortion. She just laid it out for what it really is. I haven't seen any Republican do that before.
No.
You know, other than a few of us on the air. But nobody in the political arenas have ever really laid it out. They just say, well, it's a bad thing. But then they continued on the Republican side. They continued to support Planned Parenthood, even when we told them not to.
Yep.
And but that didn't seem the case last night. They even told it what it was as far as Margaret Sanger, that it was white supremacy and that it was this and that it was that and it was murder.
But you know what, Beth? Isn't it even more disturbing? Because they're up there saying this and telling the truth, and yet there's no one that's doing anything about it. If you think it's going to change after President Trump gets elected, do you think they're going to change? They had 2 years with the full House and Senate. They could have done something. So I don't understand. I don't get it.
Well,
I
they
agree
didn't
with
do
you.
It.
I think it's fantastic that she was there, and I didn't see it. And I'm just listening to what you're saying. It's like, wow, I wished I would have. I wish I had tuned in, because that's powerful and that's fantastic.
Yeah, she really is. She's fantastic. She's very brave doing what she's doing.
Yeah.
Because she worked in Planned Parenthood, and she was getting promotions. And then she had to help with an actual abortion one time. And reality slapped her in the face.
So what did government say they were going to do?
Well, they didn't. Well, they're trying to defund it. I mean, they say they're trying to defund it.
Yeah, all right.
But it's the Republicans. That's what happened. It's the Republican politicians in Congress that I get so frustrated with. Because, and now we can see that Bush was no different. Romney was no different. We knew that all along.
None of them are any
Clinton,
different.
They're none any. But I think Trump is different. Does he do everything right? No. But I do think he's different. Or he wouldn't be allowing this. Now, of course, it is a show, and somebody like me is moved by it because I guess I don't think I'm easily swayed, but I listen to people, and I saw her heart, and I had her on the air. She's the one that had the movie. And
I bet that was very powerful. I would have loved to have seen that.
Well, you can probably go back and find it on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything's always still there.
That's right.
But the thing is, what I was going to say, you're absolutely correct. That's what the 2012 Republicans are why Trump got elected. Not because they did good, but because we were mad at him. We're heading into a break, and we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code Beth Ann and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Flaunt your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first started Balance of Nature, I was hesitant, but 2 months into the product, I began to see the difference. And I have to really admit, I was totally surprised. I went from swelling feet to no swelling feet. The 1st of May was the first time this year I jogged in 3 years. And not just jog 3 laps, I did 17 laps. So I'm feeling alive and not sluggish and tired. I would really like to say, you have to try it so you can see the results for yourself. Yeah. Even my girlfriend downstairs, I said, you need to try it. She says, I'm thinking. I said, okay, well, while you're still tired and I'm still beating you up the block, it's okay. Because that's all I'm going to do. I mean, she's taller than me and I move faster than her now. That's because the energy I'm getting from Balance of Nature.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom. I haven't given her number or website out near enough. The website is dgscoins.com. She has a newsletter you can sign up for there, dgscoins.com. You can listen to her show that she has every day at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Central Time. Give her a call in the office, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. The people, I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to kind of turn it back over to you, Melody. The people know that something's going on. That's why Trump got elected. In my opinion, I don't like everything he says. I don't like everything he does. But in my opinion, he is the third party. He just happens to be in the Republican Party right now. But the reason an outsider got elected was because the Republicans in 2012 let all the American people that voted for him down. They did nothing. They told us they were going to do. You give us a majority, we'll take care of Obamacare. You give us a majority, we'll defund Planned Parenthood. You give us a majority, we'll do this, we'll do that. And they did none of it. None of it. They didn't even pretend to do it. And that upset the people. So the people are paying attention. But it's like you said, we don't even know what to believe. What we see, what we hear, from which news source. So we're going to have to go on gut feeling and look at the history of things and look what's actually happening. Just look down the street. Just look up the street. Just look in your own bank account and see what's happening. And that's the true story. And I'm going to turn it over to you from that.
Well, you know, campaign years or presidential campaign years especially are huge distractions.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we do... I mean, since I've been doing this, there was always the scuttlebutt that, oh, Clinton isn't going to allow the election. Then you hear Bush isn't going to have.
Every year.
Then you hear every 8 years, we've heard this. Every election, we've heard this. We hear this election. But I've said before, there will probably be some, it's a possibility this year, and I've said this for a year and a half, that if this would be the president that would happen. You know, China fires missiles into South Sea in a warning to the USA. You have things being heated up with Hamas and Israel. you have things that are heated up with Iran. The tensions with the Taiwan conflict. I mean, there's a lot of things going on around this world. And that no one is talking about. No one even breathes a message of possible. I don't want things to happen. I just want things to go away. But they're not going to.
I just want to live my life and be alone.
Just go away. And there's a lot of problems. And we really don't know what's going on. And they have made this election as the focal point. The election overtook the news of the virus. And there's some nasty things going on out there. And I guess as people, we can choose if we want to pay attention and really know what's going on behind the scenes or just follow the noise. And we really do need to prepare. And I really do think, I don't know when things are going to happen. I don't know if it's, you know, when this is the system. We have debt too great to be paid. It will be defaulted on. It's that simple. We just don't know when.
It has to be.
It has to be. There's no other answers. We can't grow ourselves out of our problem. Our problem is too big. And that's not the only problem we have. But again, all of our problems come from that. So it will affect you. People are buying gold and silver. Unfortunately, I think a lot of the internet analysts and so forth, people don't focus gold and silver anymore. The true fundamentals as a safe haven. It's more of, you know, I'm just going to get wealthy. You know, it's all about how much you're going to make, and that's okay too. But gold and silver do have a true fundamental purpose to be in your portfolio to preserve your purchasing power. And it is there for these times that we're going to be headed into. I don't know what's going to come out on the other side. I'd love to be optimistic. But, there's a big but there. I don't know. I don't know who's going to have the most power when we get to the other side. You know, there's talk that, you know, there's no way. I mean, it will absolutely be, and other people are stating this, that it absolutely will be a digital monetary system. Well, that's not going to come until after everything collapses.
Right.
You know, why worry about that now? You need to worry about how to protect yourself against that. And so, but we don't know when that's going to happen. So, lots of things are going on. I don't know what's going to happen to the election. I can't focus on that. I can always just encourage folks to continue to get out of those paper dollars and get into some real money. There's no guarantees in this life. Gold is not a guarantee. Silver is not a guarantee. But it has a better guarantee than all the other things that are out there that I know won't serve you properly. So all I can do is give us a call.
1-800-375-4188. I was going to add that, you know, a lot of us think something's going to happen either way. And so you need to be prepared. You
because
need
the problem happened in either both watches. I mean, it's not like there's a, you know, a crusade to fix things.
No,
there's no crusade to fix things. So, yeah, so, either way, something's going to happen.
1-800-375-4188. I wanted to give that again because I haven't given it out near enough. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I wanted to tell you something real quick, and I should have told you at the beginning of the show. We may have to talk about it another time. But, you know, they've been talking about the shortage of coins and that I heard that they weren't even making new coins. And that's not true because I have a 2020 coin that is a quarter from
Samoa.
Said,
yeah.
Oh, good.
It just happened. Yeah, so that was something I wanted to ask you about, and I forgot until the last of the show. So, yeah. Anyway.
Well, they continue to mint them. They're just allotting them. You know, that's just like kind of like how they sell the gold and silver eagle. They do it by allotment to various wholesalers. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I don't know what the divvy up plan is for the coinage and so forth. So,
well, I just got it in a change.
I mean, I've heard from all across the country that people have had problems. I personally haven't had any problems. Although I purchased something at the store the other day, and the change was like 12 cents. I owed 12 cents, and he says, don't worry about it. That's okay. So, you know, so I thought to myself, well, they must be running low on coinage. But,
Well, I saw this. I just threw it. I don't like to carry them in my purse because they make my purse heavy. It's just change that I've accumulated. And one was shinier than the other, and I picked it up and looked at it. And I'm going to really show my stupidity now. I thought it was only, the coins were only the states, but it was the territory of Samoa. I hear the music. We're about up. Yeah. 1-800-375-4188. Give Melody a call. And she'll be back with us in a couple of weeks to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?